The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got one month of May.
Here's what's coming up on today's experience. It's Dr. Dave's devotional diamonds of the day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but the Bible teaches there's a time to laugh, Ecclesiastes 3. The review of the goofy news which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Life lessons for our faith that we could actually use probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? I don't know. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. This is the key. What do you need to know about this show? I'm going to tell you right now. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen. And we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk hope with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy right there. Ooh, this is a really good one. What was your most, see, last week we did what was your first. What was your most memorable, huge answer to prayer? What was your most memorable, huge answer to prayer? Do you remember that? Hey, we want you to know that we support you, that we pray for you, that we love you. If you've got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. Reach out to us. You can share any of those things with us. Maybe you want to share what your most memorable, huge prayer was. Maybe you just want to share a comment, or you've got a praise report or a prayer request. All good, all the time. You just reach out to us by calling 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. But when you call 972-445-0770, something amazing happens. Because you end up talking to Jammin' Jacob! Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like talking to a person that you can count on.
Aww.
That's nice. I like it.
Thank you, David. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday to you, my friend. I like that you changed that intro. Keep doing that as often as you want to. I mean, just keep it going.
Yeah.
I love that stuff. That's
super I'll probably
fun.
Change it up, you know.
Yeah, that's cool. All
get
right.
In there.
So if you want to call and say hi to Jacob, by the way, which when you do call, talk to him, don't tell him your entire life story. He's on the phone to move it to me, and then if he misses his cues from me, I throw something at him. No, that's not really what happens. But the point is, don't keep him on forever and a day. Just make sure you kind of move it through. Bottom line to that process is you can call us. You can also text us. Some people are like, telephone, call? No. Well, you still need to use the phone for text, but it's okay. You can text us at 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Non-professional voice coming now.
214-210-8483.
There you go. Additionally, you can send an email, David at hemusincrease.org, David, D-A-V-I-D, at HeMustIncrease.org. I'm going to tell you about a couple of things. Let's just note right now, it's 11:36 in San Diego. It is 1:36 in Dallas. It is 2:36 in Florida. And in Canada, it depends on what province you're in. And same thing for Mexico, it depends on where you are. And also for all the other places, I don't know. I don't have an international watch. So here it is, bottom line. You can reach out to us, touch base with us. It doesn't matter what it's about. As long as you're keeping it in an encouraging mode, an encouraging mentality, there's plenty of places to share that deeper frustration. And we support those opportunities and those prayers and those ministries. But in this particular show, we want to just do a little bit of lifting up in the middle of the day because I need it. And if nobody else needs it, I need it. And I bet you need it too. Bottom line to the entire process, a couple things I do want to let you know. I did a little bit of makeup on the website. Thank you to Eric, who has been a constant blessing for us for years. He went through on our donate page and made some really good points, and so I made some changes there to make it easier for people. There are now actually five ways to give to make it as easy as possible, including what we call the QR code, which stands for quick response code. So there's five different ways on the website, plus there's tons of stuff there. We'll get to that when we send you there during our trivia element. But we did do a little bit of updating on the front page, did a little bit of updating on the donate page. And if you do, by the way, desire to get a bumper sticker or any other material, like some of our brochures, we'll be glad to send them to you. We just need to wait a little bit because we have a little bit of a glitch going this particular week. There, I got it all out, said it all, got it done. Here we go. Matthew chapter 15, verse 29. Now, what's amazing is how I had to squeeze all that stuff in about 4 minutes, 5 minutes. Here is Matthew chapter 15, verse 29. Here's what it says. Jesus returned to the Sea of Galilee and climbed a hill and sat down. A vast crowd brought him the lame, blind, cripple, mute, and many others with physical difficulties. And they laid them before Jesus, and he healed them all. The crowd was amazed. Those who hadn't been able to speak were talking. The crippled were made well. The lame were walking around, and those who had been blind could see again. And they praised the God of Israel. Don't you love the Bible? It's so cool! All right, let's just talk about this, break this down. I love this. Jesus returns to the Sea of Galilee. He climbs a hill and he sits down. I know, people just buzz right by that. Stop that. Don't do that. That's why I tell you, when you read, do not read for speed. Slow it down. You're not in any hurry. God doesn't need to, I need to get all that word in you and cram it in you in the next 10 minutes. No, he doesn't. That's not how that works. Jesus returns to the Sea of Galilee. He climbs a hill and he sits down. This passage serves as a brilliant reminder that occasionally we need to take a moment of rest. We try to control everything. Oh, I'm sure I'm the only person that's a control freak. We try to control everything, be in charge of everything. You know what we try to do? We try to run everything and do everything. After all, the family has to respond this way. These bills have to get taken care of. This has to get taken care of. If the laundry doesn't get done, nobody's going to be able to wear clothes. Who's coordinating dinner? Who's picking up the kids? Who's seeing the grandparents? Who's seeing the grandkids? How are we talking to our siblings? What's going? It just doesn't end. I'll give credit where credit is due. Many years ago, as I was sitting in a church, a pastor said, it's like everybody is driving as fast as they can until they get to a red light, and then it's hurry up and wait. Hurry up and wait. That's a good point. That's where you get songs like Stop and Smell the Roses. That's where you get those type of things. Because we are such in a hurry. We're so active. We're so, do this. Hey, here's a great idea. Every once in a while, climb a hill and sit down. You know what you're doing up on the hill? Nothing electronically. You know what you're doing on the hill? You're not watching television. You're not on the internet. You're just supposed to sit there. Why? Because it's healthy for you. You know, the Sabbath is not something that God gave us because he doesn't like us. He gave it to us to help us. I don't have any problem with how people approach that Sabbath. I think Scripture's clear there. But There's a purpose to the Sabbath, folks. And God's not an idiot when he sets up the schedule. He knows what he's doing. You think he's trying to tell you something about resting? He didn't need to rest, but we do. So Jesus climbs the hill. I love it. He climbs the hill, and he sits down. Here it is. I'm going to say it, and then I'll move on to the next portion. Sometimes we just need to climb a hill and sit down, resting on our blessed assurance. Sometimes that's a good idea, right? After he sat for there for a little bit, verse 30, a vast crowd. How big? A vast crowd. How much? A large crowd. Just a lot of people brought him the lame, the blind, the crippled, the mute, and many others with physical difficulties. They laid them before Jesus, and he healed them all. We've mentioned this before. Jesus healed them all. They all came to Jesus. When Jesus was at the pool of Bethesda, which was a hospital, he only healed one person. It depends on what the Father is doing. That's how that works. And so there's all of these people, and they're bringing in people to be healed. I want to just make this point. It's really important. This isn't one, two, or three healings. As you get into the Greek, and as you get into almost any English translation, you find out that there are a bunch of people that were healed. There were people that weren't able to speak. Not one. It's those who hadn't been able to speak were speaking. The crippled people were made well. The lame were all walking. And all those who were blind could see again. That means there was a lot of people that were blind. There was a lot of people that were lame. There were a lot of people that were crippled. There were a lot of people that couldn't speak. Jesus healed them all. A multitude of people brought to Jesus with these various physical difficulties. Lame, blind, crippled, mute, others. Jesus heals them all. It isn't about just a small little healing movement. There are some people in the passage, oh, he just healed a couple people. It's just absurd. This is about a crowd, a vast crowd, bringing many people who are all healed. Modern day evangelists may have some mixed results. And I think they do. Some do better than others. Yep. Some pray more often than others because they're in that ministry and they have faith, greater faith than I often have, to pray for people. I love that they try. What's wrong with that? You should pray. But nobody heals like Jesus. And Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And when he says yes, it's done. And the ultimate results of all these healings is what? And this is where people miss it. Those who hadn't been able to speak were talking. The crippled were made well. The lame were walking around. Those who had been blind could see again. And they praised the God of Israel. The purpose of healing is to ultimately give acknowledgement and praise to the Lord God Almighty. It does not show a badge of honor to the person getting healed or the person praying for them healed. In fact, it's all points to praise to God. That's the whole point. Jesus was telling them, we're doing this so you know God is active. He's working among you. He's right here with me. I and he are one. We're connected. We're showing you, declaring that what I'm teaching you is the truth. And you can receive this blessing. And how much faith did these people have? They brought all these people to Jesus. They had enough faith to bring them to Jesus. If you're just super struggling in your relationships, in your situations, bring it to Jesus. It's not going to go the way you say it should go. But if you bring it to the Lord and surrender it to him, it will go the way that he wants it to go. And that's what you're looking for. You're not trying to manipulate God. You're not trying to get things done on your watch because it's like, oh, it just shows I'm really spiritual. No, it doesn't. Plenty of ministers have been involved in dramatic healings that have later tailed off and had to leave ministry. And that's just the truth. Did the Lord use them? Yes. But you see, all of that is simply their vehicles or vessels. God is doing the healing. God is doing the miracles. God is coordinating these things. And all praise, instead of going to people, should go to the Lord. How many superstars are there in heaven? One. Okay. So pull it back and recognize, stop putting people on pedestals. All right? Here's the other thing. There's two kinds of people in the church that Paul makes reference to in 1 Corinthians and in Romans. There's the people that are so active and so effective, and people look to them, and they're just like, oh, they're just the greatest people, and those people sometimes absorb that praise, which is a terrible thing to do, recognizing, oh, I'm just so marvelous, but what they should be recognizing is the only marvelous thing in me is because God is using me. And then there's the other side of the coin where people that think they're so worthless that there's no good in them, they can never do anything good. It's like, and those people are equally as bad. It's both bad. Too much pride, too much ridiculous humility doesn't even acknowledge Jesus is in you. It's like, no, no, don't go to the extremes. Don't go to the fire and the water, okay? The Bible says 26 times either don't turn not to the left or right or turn not to the right or left. Balance in some of those things, okay? You're not worthless, and you're not worth more than your brother or sister next to you. And there's only one that's worthy of praise, okay? Whew. All right, let's get ready to do our trivia question. Boy, that is just a monster teaching right there. Here we go. Here's your first trivia question. How many, you know, we talked about this yesterday. How many prophets of Baal did Elijah challenge? Was it 450 prophets, 550 prophets, or 350 prophets? Was it 350, 450, or 550 prophets that Elijah challenged? If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. You can also send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So I'm going to send you up to the website, like I said I was going to do. And here's the thing on the website. There are praise report forms you can fill out. There's only like three, four things you fill out. Not complex. You can decide whether it's private or public. There's prayer requests the exact same way. There's access to all of the podcasts under two different systems. There is the opportunity to review interviews that I've done in the past, articles that I've written just a few of them. There are actually articles from other people that are 10 times smarter than I am. And there's old sermons. There's just videos. There's audios. There's all that stuff. And there's an opportunity to give, and we want you to use it. Here's what the scripture is. It says, for today, 2 Corinthians 8:3, I testify according to their ability and beyond their ability, they gave of their own accord. As the Lord directs and puts it on your heart, you're welcome to give. We would love that. Just make sure it's cheerful. Otherwise, don't. At least not with us. We don't want it. And here's the other part. On the website, when you hit the donate page, there's five different ways. Super easy system, PayPal system, QR code. You can write a check and send it in, or you can call me after the show, and then we can work it out over the phone. That's entirely up to you. Check all of this stuff out, by the way, on the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
What? Mananachu? Goopa noopa. Goopa noopa. Manatoto. Michemicho.
Now, doesn't that sound like a mad Ewok? Isn't that what it sounds like to you? Doesn't it sound like an Ewok that's like, I'm not happy?
Yeah, I've said it before. When it first starts, it sounds like a dog.
Right. Yeah. Definitely in the beginning, it's like dog-like, and then it turns into this apparently not happy Ewok scenario.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm still working it out. Okay, folks, here's your trivia question. How many prophets of Baal did Elijah challenge? So I'll give you this right off the bat. The reference point is Kings 18:19. I believe that's 1 Kings 18:19. So the question is, how many prophets of Baal did Elijah challenge? Was it 350, 450, or 550? If you think you know the answer, you can call us. I know it's a phone, but it probably won't hurt you. 972-445-0770. You also text in 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, David@hemustincrease.org. We will now head back to the passage. That was a long 10-minute rant that I gave you, but that's all right. You guys will get through it. Matthew chapter 15, verse 32. We are now on the second cool story of the feeding. The first cool story had to do with Matthew, earlier in Matthew, with Jesus fed the 5,000, which, I mean, come on, lights out fantastic, right? Got a lot of stuff out of that. Now we have another feeding that takes place. This is in Matthew 15, 32. It says, then Jesus called his disciples to him and said, I feel sorry for the people. They have been with me 3 days. They have nothing left to eat. I don't want to send them away hungry or they'll faint along the road. The disciples replied, and where would we get enough food out here in the wilderness for all of them to eat? So I'm going to do that last part a little different because I think you guys do not have enough Jewish culture in your life. So I think after Jesus said, I feel sorry for the people. They've been here with me 3 days. They've had nothing left to eat. I don't want to send them away hungry or they will faint along the way. The disciples replied, and where will we get enough food out here in the wilderness to feed them all? I think that was probably more accurate as to how it sounded. Anyhow, let's look at the story. That's right. That's called privilege. As we venture into this feeding, you will see that it is similar, yet not identical to the feeding of the 5,000. In this instance, Jesus begins by expressing his compassion for the people. The other one, the disciples said, we got to feed these people. Now Jesus is the one going, we got to feed these people. Wow. And they've been with them for 3 days, and they have nothing left to eat. That doesn't mean they didn't bring food with them. I want you to understand, they probably didn't know they were going to be there for 3 days. I mean, nobody's sure about this. But it just means they're out of food regardless. So Jesus doesn't want to send them away hungry, as many could faint along the way. By the way, Jesus cares about the medical side of things. That's why he's called the great physician, not the great doctor. The great physician, because a physician and a doctor are technically not the same. But he also cares about their tummy hunger. And Jesus feels sorry for them. Hey, Jesus has feelings. I know people think of it, they think of God and, you know, it's that Monty Python thing. It's like, look, there are feelings there. Jesus is the exact representation of the Father. There are feelings involved and he feels sorry for the people. He's concerned about them and he wants them to be well. He wants them to be well physically. He wants them to be well on the inner person with food in their tummy. And he wants them to be well so they don't faint on the way. The disciples' response is fairly understandable. They're in the wilderness. So where are they going to find food? There's no fast food restaurants. There's no food court at the mall. There's no food out there. You understand what I'm saying? They're in the wilderness. What's amazing, it wasn't that long ago, they only had 5 loaves and 2 fish. Right? I mean, isn't that just hilarious? It's so funny. And it's like, didn't you guys just do this? I just want to stop there. I could do the rest of it, but I want to stop there just to say, how often do we do this with the Lord? 5,000 people with Jesus the first time around besides women and children. Now there's 4,000, right? So there's less. But the faith that saw it happen on the 5 isn't actually present there for the 4,000 men besides women and children. And it's amazing that you and I do this. We have faith, and then we move up and down, and then the Lord does something miraculous, and we're like, oh, that's so good. How could I ever, ever doubt him? What is wrong with me that I would doubt him? Then the next situation comes up and we go, what have you done for me lately? It is so, if there is not a better testimony for you and me that we are true disciples of the Lord, here it is right here. We, just like the disciples, are like going, what you gonna do now? It's just, it's disastrous. It's not even as disastrous as it was. But it's disastrous. It's like now they're already doubt. Is it already operating in doubt? They haven't even gotten anywhere. You know what's going to happen. We'll pick this up again when we do this next week. But basically, Jesus says the same thing. He doesn't say, what don't you have? He says, what do you have? And some of us, we operate out of the, what don't we have? When Jesus wants us to be thankful for what we do have, lifting that to heaven, saying thank you. These little lessons, which are minor in many ways, are major in application. If he helped you before, why wouldn't he help you again? How many times has he helped you? Enough for you to believe. How many prophets of Baal did Elijah challenge? Was it 350, 450, or 550? And the answer is 450. That is your answer. If you're in San Diego, hang out with us. Go to HeMustIncrease.org or use the KAAM 770 app. If you're in Dallas, just hang out, take a short break, then we'll come back. Don't go anywhere.
Have you ever wanted to get involved with a ministry that promotes Jesus Christ as Lord, but just don't know how? Serving in ministry is a matter of devotion, time, and talent. Are you looking for a place to try and test the waters? Do you want to get involved? Come join the Ambassadors Initiative. Be an ambassador for the David Spoon Experience. It doesn't pay great. Actually, it doesn't pay anything. But the eternal benefits are out of this world. Be a representative. Why not? It couldn't hurt. Well, we hope not anyway. You don't need to be a professionally qualified minister. You need to have a pulse. By that, we mean you need to have a heart. Just go to HeMustIncrease.org. That's HeMustIncrease.org. Click on the three lines at the top right of the website and then click on the Ambassadors Initiative link. Fill out the form and we will reach out to you. Sorry, no parking tickets will be paid for you as an ambassador through this position.
It's incredible and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple. And there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook. Type in David Spoon Media. And on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section. And it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video. But you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Here's what it says. The sure way to avoid criticism. To avoid criticism, the article says, say nothing, do nothing, be nothing. That was said by a successful and innovative coach of the Philadelphia Flyers hockey team. Now, that's not the only reason I'm reading the article, not because it's just a hockey team coach thing, but here's what it says. Number one, say nothing and become the unwitting victim of everybody else's opinion or point of view. Two, do nothing and just watch life from the sidelines. Three, when our voices remain silent and our actions still, we are nothing.
The David Spoon Experience.